got the dog bowl, you got your water bowl, a leash, okay, and maybe an extra harness. What do you say?
Oh,
Oh, hey, what? Oh, whoa. Oh, hey, gang. Is it that time already? Gosh, 1 o'clock. I got the time wrong. We're Mr. T and I are busy. We're packing. We're gonna go for on a little vacation. Maybe do some fishing, right, Mr. T? And okay, well, so the show came up. Well, anyway, we'll have a show. No guest. It's live. So that means callers. So the first thing I got to do is I've got to shill for RBN, which I always do. Nobody's ever asked me to, but why wouldn't you? So RBN, Republicbroadcasting.org, and it is the home of free speech. It is the dog bowl of free speech. So, what do? You support RBN. How do you do it? Well, we can accept gifts via credit card through PayPal at the yellow donate button below. Look at there. There's a donate button, right? Which you smash with extreme prejudice. Cash, money orders, checks payable to RBN. How do you do it? You mail it to RBN at 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. This is all up on the RBN website, by the way. Or you can call in, call 1-800-724, that's right, 2719, extension 3. And the friendly operators will be glad to take your money. Okay, so that's that. If you want to call and talk, don't do the 800 number. Let's do, for calling and talking, let's do this number. 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Call and talk. We'll talk about dogs. We'll talk about daughters. No big whoop. Or we'll talk about World War III. Is it happening? Are we lurching towards World War III? And kind of seems like it. So we've got the big stuff going on in Ukraine. And that is a Ukraine, Ukraine's about the size of Texas. It's big. Sometimes you'll hear Tucker Carlson, because he doesn't have good narratives. And I don't even know if he's got the best knowledge. He doesn't like us supporting the war in Ukraine, so I guess I'll take that. But some of early on he was saying how tiny and insignificant Ukraine was. Nobody can find it on a map. Well, a lot of people can find it on a map. A lot of people can't because they're just dumb. But it's a big place, and it's a big war, and it's going on. We got all the stuff with Nancy Pelosi, Nuclear Nancy, as Andrew Anglin's dubbed her. Going into Taipei, nothing good is going to come of that. But you've also got all sorts of other tensions going on. You've got stuff going on in the Balkans. But the Balkans couldn't, no world war would ever start in the Balkans, obviously. But you've got this stuff going on between Serbia and the only semi-recognized or partially recognized breakaway region of Kosovo. You've got in the Caucasus Mountains, another potential flashpoint, you've got Azerbaijan that is warning Armenia over Nagorno-Karabakh. You've got Israel, always Israel. Israel get in on the act. It's always threatening its neighbors. It's always bombing Syria. So you got stuff going on all over the place. All right, we've got our first caller. We're going to Joe from Florida. Joe, welcome to the show.
Patrick, is this Rabbi Slattery?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear Jeremy's show last night?
No.
We had this preposterous caller. He says, "Well, I know for a fact that Patrick Slattery is Jewish. He's hiding it." He's exposed you, Patrick. Can you imagine that? After all
Yeah.
these years.
All these years. I know. It'll come as a big shock to David Duke.
Right. And
actually,
even
David
Jeremy
Duke,
said,
yeah.
No, he says, at one point, this guy says, it's hilarious. He says, oh, you know, I'm a remote viewer. I can remotely view, and I can see right through that guy.
Yeah.
He sounded suspicious that you promote the kosher, non-kosher app, which I thought was your proof that you weren't Jewish, that you're pushing that app.
Yeah, and, you know, there's stuff going on with the app. If you've noticed, I haven't been talking about it the past several weeks. Stuff's going on that I don't even necessarily know about, and to the extent I know about it, can't really talk about it.
No big deal. But what I was saying, what I was saying is, look, this guy was hilarious. I mean, just, this made me laugh. I want to just mention real quick. So I had this idea. So World War III, right? We're obviously breaking out, but we should start calling it the Pelosi War. I mean, here she goes. She's there, literally, inflaming the entire region. Now we see missiles. China's actually sending missiles. And now she's back in the U.S. or almost there, and she's just going to pretend like nothing happened, like, oh, it has nothing to do with me. And she's very sick. I think we need to remove her from the speaker's office even, sooner. We need to get her out of there. She's actually endangering millions of lives of American people.
Well, she certainly is. And there's absolutely nothing that can be accomplished by this visit to Taipei. The status quo there, where Taiwan was de facto self-ruled, but never declares independence, that actually serves basically pretty much everyone's interests for the most part. Like the people who there are people in Taiwan who would like to be independent, but a declaration of independence makes independence impossible. And if you wanted Taiwan to eventually be independent, then the best course of action would be just to maintain the status quo and wait it out and see what happens on the mainland. And maybe after a few decades, then things might change. Probably they won't. The mainland is doing the same thing. They were content just to play a waiting game sooner or later. The objections the reason that Taiwan was self-governing was because the anti-communist Chiang Kai-shek brought his government, after losing the Civil War, brought his government to Taiwan. And he was very anti-communist. Well, I mean, what's the way the Chinese system's evolved? Is it even really communist? Is it so different from the system that Chiang Kai-shek had? Well, I don't know. I mean, basically, I don't know. You know where I'm going with this. The status quo was peaceful. Everybody was rich. It was working for everybody except ideologues.
Well, except for the globalists, who are obviously thinking they can make money off of a war with the U.S. And I put that Pelosi in that category. The other thing I wanted to talk on real quickly was, there was that joke that was going around. It's a good one. You know, what's the difference between a conspiracy theory and reality? 6 months. The reality is, I think it's about 3 days now. Because Biden, and call me an optimist, but Biden and all the people, and Pelosi, everything that they're doing now, people are literally onto it in about one day. They're literally being exposed for their really fraudulent attempts that are getting more pathetic. This monkeypox thing, I have a feeling the monkeypox thing is going to blow back on them like big time. Like maybe some of the normies this time will actually push back and say, don't even talk about ridiculous lockdowns or ridiculous things. I'm convinced, by the way, that monkeypox is actually a hoax. It's part of the way, it's a vaccine side effect. And what they've done is, this is yet another from their vaccine side effect. And now, in order to cover up that, they've got to create, oh, it's a new monkeypox virus.
So why would it affect just the gays?
Yeah, well, actually, it's a good question. So my theory is, so Dr. Michael Jones calls gay people, right, the proxy warriors of the oligarchs. They're basically the most dutiful sort of to the oligarchs, to their masters. And the vaccination rates of gay men were the highest of any category, of any group, okay? Remember that incident off the coast of Massachusetts in that sort of gay cabal neighborhood up there, Provincetown? That was one of the reasons why they had to lock down, because, oh, there were rates of allegedly of COVID cases. I think that they're kind of like, it makes sense then that this super highly over-vaccinated group would be actually more prone to getting this. Whereas I think in other groups, there people may have taken one shot. They're not doing boosters every 10 minutes like Fauci and the other people are trying to get them. So I think it correlates that way. Not that it isn't true that gay men are getting it. It's just that the rates are higher in that group because this is the most highly vaccinated group. But, you know, there's so many side effects to the other part of things that are being exposed. I just saw a story about that. Something like a 10,000% increase in cases of cancer worldwide. Like the most extraordinarily strange and opportunistic diseases, autoimmune diseases that are happening all over the world and being not reported by the media, but it's too obvious. Most people know somebody these days who's sick, who took these vaccines, and yet no one's talking about it. I'm just saying, I'm trying to remain hopeful because I think that time period of them being exposed is getting very short, so they can't pull any of their crap anymore. I'm being too optimistic, but I see it as a positive point that they can't really get away with what they were getting away with even 6 months ago.
Mm. Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot that's coming out. Of course, a lot that comes out and a lot of things that are said are kind of fake news, and you have to be careful. But there's no doubt that there's all sorts of major side effects. Maybe not everybody's going to be sterile. Maybe not everybody's going to be dead within 6 months.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. It's already been 6 months. But we've heard stuff like that.
Yeah.
But still, they did come out with this new sudden adult death syndrome.
Give me a break.
You know what? Why would all of a sudden adults just be suddenly dropping dead? But you know, they've come out with this syndrome. Oh, a syndrome. That's kind of a coincidence. It can't be explained. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then all the myocarditis. We've got. I guess Mike Rivera just yesterday reported on yet another very healthy young person in his 20s who is a triathlete just dropping dead.
Right.
So you're getting a lot of people, you know, young people who shouldn't be having a heart attack, shouldn't be having heart problems, dropping dead or all that. And even without getting into the vaccinations, I was talking to the head of a hospital just this week, and he said that the cases of you know, hospitalization for mental illness have just gone way up,
right,
since the pandemic. And I don't even, you know, this guy's probably doing very well off of the pandemic, and he's probably not a critic of Fauci or anything. But this is
right.
What he said. Yeah, there's been just massive increase in utilization of mental health services.
Right. I heard something last. I'm sorry. Last night, I don't take everything he talks about true, but Jeff Rentz, sometimes he's pretty good. One of the things he was saying was, he said people are coming to him. Oh, I'm going to quit my job. And Rentz said, don't quit your job. That's what they want you to do. And it's mm-hmm. actually true, because you think about it, there's a lot of people who are in this space where they're getting hopeless, or they're getting depressed, or they're seeing no purpose to work. And actually, I think he's right. I think that there's also an effort to promote people, even people that have good jobs, that, you know, maybe they're not doing much work, you know, but they still have their job. Get these people to quit, right? Because they want as many people as possible to either be sick so they can't work, or just to upright and quit. you know, it's like, oh, yeah, because we don't want to work anymore. Why don't you want to work anymore, right? Because they're hopeless. Anyway, as a Christian, I hold on to hope. You know, I hold on to hope, and it keeps me moving ahead. There's no reason to quit a job if you already have one. In fact, mm-hmm. you should hold on to it even more. But I think that's part of it. I think it's a psychosis. It's really a sick psyop that these people are doing. It involves spiritual and psychological attacks, including something like that, which tells people, oh, you know, you might as well quit your job. People calling it the great resignation. And there are people who resign, but I think more people are getting, it's kind of like a mental illness that they're promoting.
Yeah, I mean, people need to work. And we need to maintain our work skills. And the quitting. No, I'd go along with Jeff Ranson what you just said.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for taking my call. And should I say Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Slavery?
I guess so. I got to brush up on my Hebrew, I guess, if I'm going to be a rabbi now. Okay. Thanks for your call, too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
And we'll bring in Laura. I know the break's going to get you, but Laura from Michigan, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hi, Patrick. I'm doing great. Are you really going fishing, or you just said that?
Oh, I'll go fishing.
You go fishing? What kind of fishing do you like to do?
I really don't fish, but I'll go fishing.
I used to fish all the time with my husband.
Oh, yeah?
I'd
ask you intelligent questions about it, but I don't have any because I don't know much about
fishing. Okay. Also, last week, I don't know if you knew this, Joe Manchin, the mm-hmm. Democrat that keeps botching up the Democrats. My uh-huh. son was in Washington, D.C., and he was in this new area called the Wharf by the Potomac, overlooking
okay,
the harbor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Joe Manchin lives in a yacht during the session when he's in session. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Does he live on a yacht? Is that where he lives?
He lives on a yacht. Yep. And my son was coming out of the hotel, getting an Uber. Another car came up with a police escort, and the valet said, "Oh, that's for Joe Manchin." You get the police escort every day.
Stay there, Laura. We got the break coming up, but we'll be right back.
Okay.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Inflation reduction spending? I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Inflation reduction spending package currently being suggested by Congress may be the most idiotic thing I've ever seen Congress try. And that's saying a lot. Inflation is when money becomes worth less. Money becomes worth less when there is too much money in the market. A spending bill, any spending bill, that puts more money in the market will only make inflation worse. Couple that with raising taxes and you get complete economic collapse. The proposed 15% minimum corporate tax will be passed along to you and me, the consumers. It is an obvious fact that only consumers pay taxes. So, government spending makes inflation worse, and higher taxes take even more of what's left. It honestly looks like our government wants us to just be too poor to survive. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
To the show, National Bugle Radio. We're taking calls today. That number, 512-248-8252. Once again, 512-248-8252. All right. Laura, so where were we? Oh, your son was down
about Joe
in
Manchin.
Washington, and Joe Manchin lives, he doesn't live on a, in a mansion, he lives on a yacht. Is that the case?
It isn't a yacht. Yeah, but he has to come up to the hotel to catch his car.
Okay.
Hotel is something international or something.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about Joe Manchin, but I believe he was the governor of West Virginia before he was a senator, and I believe he is a big money bags person. He's made a lot of money in mining or whatever.
I've heard that too. Yes. Yeah. So anyway. My son calls for Uber, and it was a Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of surprising. I asked Michael Herzog about that, because the driver was from Dominican Republic. I said, how does he afford that? And Mike Herzog said, the Tesla had bought 100,000 Teslas, and then they're now leasing them out to the drivers for $1,400 a month.
Huh.
Mike said he was offered one, but he didn't want it. Paid $1,400 a month.
Yeah. Wow, I don't know. Well, regarding these, the members of Congress, some of them are very wealthy, like Pelosi is apparently $100 million, but a lot of them aren't. And the congressional pay might seem kind of high. I don't know what it is. I think it's probably like $150,000 a year. But, Washington is expensive place to live, and a lot of them have to, also maintain their home in their home district. And I know that it wasn't uncommon for, relatively middle-class members of Congress to share apartments or share townhouses because
right.
Washington's expensive. I mean, that's how people get by there. And I also remember, like Tulsi Gabbard, who is not from a particularly affluent family, and from Hawaii, she was served three terms and then ran for president. And in her filings with the Federal Election Commission, she disclosed her net worth as being something like a couple $100,000, which
wow.
isn't a lot of money. It's not a whole lot of money. And the so-called a high tech entrepreneur Andrew Yang, is that his name? Andrew Yang is Andrew?
Yeah,
I think it was Andrew Yang. He was only like at $2 million, and if you own your own residence in New York City, that's probably $2 million. So he was actually kind of a fraud as a high tech entrepreneur. He was just a good self promoter. Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah. Hey, tell David Duke, I want to hear about the Ukraine and Putin. I don't want to hear about monkeypox and perverted sex and COVID. We get that from everybody else.
All right.
I want David Duke to stay to his topics.
I'll pass that on.
Serious. He is just like,
he's come to the conclusion that the gays are being weaponized as kind of like a biological weapon against us. And so that's like, that's what he's been thinking over the past week. And so he's been having shows on that. But I'll pass that on.
I have a friend just yesterday said there was one monkeypox case at Chrysler, and they sent a letter out that they would be followed by what they were going to do with people, how they were going to handle the one hot monkeypox. I go, well, fire the guy, and you don't have any monkeypox in Chrysler. Why change everybody else what they are doing for one guy?
Well, if the monkeypox,
really ridiculous.
I mean, if it only spreads through really, really close contact, which seems to be the case, I don't know, then just why not just mandate no gay sex on the job?
Well,
just no
I just think get rid of the guy totally. He's obviously rude, you know.
Once upon a time, that would have been the case.
I know they're a protected class.
Yeah.
Aren't they protected?
Yeah, you can't. I don't think you can fire somebody because of the gay.
Everybody but us white people are protected.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your call. It's always good hearing from you, Laura.
Okay, good. I'm glad you took calls.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. We were going to have a caller from Thailand, but apparently he's dropped. We'll start now with Jay from L.A. Jay, is that Louisiana or Los Angeles?
Los Angeles, unfortunately.
Oh, well. Well, you know, Louisiana's a swamp, so, you know, at least
we do
at
a
least
different swamp
Los Angeles
over
is a swamp. Mm-hmm. Okay, so stay on. The break is coming, but we'll get to you as soon as the break's over.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the show. National Bugle Radio. We're on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're taking calls today, 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. And we have Jay from Los Angeles. All right, Jay, what's on your mind?
I was listening to Andrew Hitchcock yesterday, and he had Misha Popov talking about how Israel is really not thriving the way they try to portray it. And he kind of theorized that they might have been prepping Ukraine as kind of a landing pad if things go south with the agriculture over there. And I was wondering kind of the largest, do you think there's any truth in maybe they were planning to have that as another kind of Zionist headquarter? And, you know, because there's a whole Khazarian theory about originally coming from there, et cetera. And the other thing I was just wondering, like, overall, I know you guys kind of put Putin in the category of a good guy, but wondering why he kind of gone along with some of the he went around with the vaccine mandates and stuff like that. Is there any chance that this is all just like a big theater going on before our eyes and to bring about their full control? So,
well, have you ever seen the Truman Show, the movie with Jake?
Yeah.
John, what's his name? Jay Carey, whatever his name is. And I mean, you can conceive of the world as just being a giant Truman Show with you and maybe me and maybe some other people, maybe a lot of people, as being Carey. What was his first name? It's not Jay Carey. What's his name?
Jim Carey.
And, you know, we're all Jim Carey, and then everything is orchestrated around us. And, you know, a lot of conspiracy type people seem to have that notion. It's not my notion at all. And so you've got, there's a few things there to unpack. One, maybe I'll go in reverse order. So Putin going along with vaccine, I don't think the vaccine mandate was any kind of federal thing. I think maybe Moscow, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe Moscow, the mayor of Moscow was pushing or requiring vaccines for certain things. And, you know, we tend to think of other countries as being just ruled by, you know, one single leader, but our own country, you know, we're a little bit more conscious that governors or mayors may have their own agendas and their own powers. But and regarding the coronavirus, I don't know for sure, but I tend to think that, you know, even though I'm convinced that the coronavirus was not anything that required any lockdowns. I do think there's a coronavirus. I think there are a lot of coronaviruses, and you know, the COVID-19 is from a new coronavirus. That's my assumption. But even so, that it's not so severe or serious that it ever warranted any of these, you know, like the Operation Warp Speed to develop a vaccine in record time, or lockdowns or masks or social distancing. I don't think any of those policies were were warranted, the most I would be willing to go along with would be, you know, some had they just said, okay, if elderly people or people at nursing homes, if they need some assistance isolate themselves while this virus is going through the general population, you know, some assistance to them. That's as much as I would have been willing to accept. But the thing is, and I think a lot of people who either share my view or even a more extreme view, such as there's not a new virus or things like that, they tend to think that people in charge of governments believe the exact same thing, right? So it's one thing to believe that there's no coronavirus, or in my case, that the coronavirus isn't very serious, isn't that serious. It's one thing to believe that yourself. It's a totally different thing to assume that everybody else at a high level believes the same thing you believe. Because this is where I diverge from these people. I think that people, including Vladimir Putin, including the rulers of China and Japan, that they are very much influenced by media, by what goes on. I don't think that they know everything that's going on. I don't think they necessarily are any smarter or more knowledgeable than RBN listeners, honestly. Mm. You know, that's. You don't have to agree with that, but that's my...
No, I'm not disagreeing. It's just that if we put him in the category of being aware and he's savvy to Zionist power, wouldn't he know it? Maybe he wouldn't know the specifics about the illness, but it's obvious to anyone that the vaccine was not... It had an ulterior motive, you know, population reduction or whatever you want. He must have... I would have thought he would have said, no, I'm not going along with this. We can just do regular... Yeah.
Well, okay, so one thing is that the Russian vaccine was a Sputnik vaccine, and it wasn't the Pfizer vaccine or the Moderna vaccine. Okay, so it was a different vaccine. You know, it might have been, I can't remember exactly what category it fit in. I don't know if it was the mRNA or the genetically engineered virus. The Chinese vaccine is just an attenuated virus vaccine, a very old-fashioned kind. The Sputnik, I can't remember exactly what category it goes into, but so it wasn't the same vaccine. And the thing is, even if Putin is, even if he shares my view or your view or somebody else's view, the fact of the matter is that an awful lot of people in Russia, especially in places like Moscow or St. Petersburg, they have access to the Western media, and a significant number of people in Russia or Belarus or wherever are influenced by what's in the Western media. I know for a fact that you know, people in China or Japan or Korea, that they're very much influenced by the Western media. They have access to it, and their media is influenced by it. And so if you're Vladimir Putin, even if you don't think a vaccine is necessary, you've got a population that may be freaked out. And especially if it is an actual virus that people can get and get sick from, which I think it is, I just don't think it's that serious. He might not want people to be freaked out. I don't know. I'm just, there's a lot of wiggle room there.
That makes sense.
Then regarding what was the other thing? Israel rebasing itself in Ukraine. I mean, the Ukraine has a Jewish president. It for a while had a Jewish prime minister. It has Jewish oligarchs. There's an awful lot of Jewish power there. It is, you could, and also there's been a lot of high-ranking positions in Ukraine. Like the finance ministry, the governor of governor of Odessa, who were foreigners, you know, Americans, or the governor of Odessa for a while was former Georgian president Mikhail Saakashvili. you know, it's very odd that you appoint foreigners to high ranking positions in mm-hmm. in your country. So it's not a it's certainly not a country run by Ukrainians. I don't know. I mean, the Israelis are very ensconced in that little piece of territory. It's not that big. It's about the size of New Jersey, and they're, you know, they're eating away at the West Bank. So I think they're very ensconced there. They've got, you know, they've got this kind of high tech industrial base. They've got nuclear weapons there. So I don't think they're going anywhere. But Jewish power is at work in the Ukraine and in other places around the world and in the United States big time. Was there one other thing?
I can't remember. Well, I did have one more question, but I don't want to hog the show.
Okay, we have another caller, but but only one more after this at this point. So go ahead, ask your other question.
Well, I was wondering, I've talked to people, I've tried to convince some of my family about the Jewish role in the Maidan coup. And they all said, oh, no, that was just a perfectly legal thing that happened. I was wondering, what were some specific nefarious things that Victoria Nuland did? I know about the phone call. I know they caught all that. But on paper, they really smoothed it over. It's tough to convince normies that there was a puppet hand over that whole thing. I was wondering what you would look to for that.
Well, I mean, you've got... okay, the clearest evidence is you had that phone call, which was from January or maybe very early February. It was from before the coup, where she's saying she wants Yatsenyuk to be in charge. You know, she's at FDEU. She doesn't want what was his name? Vitaly Klitschko or Vladimir Klitschko? I can't remember, one or the other. Of the Klitschko brothers, the boxing champions, didn't want him in the central government. And, well, that's what happened. And then also you have this photograph that was published in one of the major British papers. I can't remember which one. But a photograph of John Kerry, Secretary of State, Victoria Nuland, also Sassy Jen Psaki, who was at the time the State Department spokeswoman, and maybe a couple other officials on one side of the table, and Klitschko and Yatsenyuk and Petro Poroshenko, who wound up becoming the president, these three on the other side of the table. So, you know, they're having this meeting, I think that was from December. This was after these Maidan demonstrations had started. So these are the people that the State Department was meeting with and communicating with. And clearly supporting. And of course, Victoria Nuland, you can find all sorts of photos of her wearing different clothing. I mean, she was participating in the Maidan rallies. Now, the fact that she was participating in the demonstrations, well, what does that do? Well, at very minimum, it sends a signal that the United States was supporting them.
Right.
So, I mean, those things are absolutely clear. Then, of course, you've got the phone call from between the Estonian foreign minister, whose name was Paat, I think Paat, I don't speak Estonian, and Catherine Ashton, who was the EU, the equivalent of the EU foreign minister, and the Estonian foreign minister was talking about reports that there was a sniper in Maidan. Or snipers that were shooting at both sides. And so there's a lot of stuff like that. And you know, the fact of the matter is that as soon as Viktor Yanukovych, as soon as he was ousted and he fled the country, Victoria Nuland and Joe Biden were on the phone with these people all the time. And these people were coming to Washington and meeting with Victoria Nuland all the time. So I mean, to me, that's an awful lot of evidence. And, you know, and that's not even going into secret stuff. That's going in just open stuff.
No, that's good information. I appreciate that a lot.
Okay.
It, yeah. It, thanks for letting us call in. It's really cool to have that.
Yeah, I wish I could do it more often, but okay. Thank you, Jay.
Take care.
All right, and then next we go to Charlie in Florida. Charlie, welcome to the show.
It's good to be able to call in and talk to you. I know that your time constraints usually have it to where you call in later, or you make your show at night or something like that,
yeah.
And so that you can't always be here. But it is nice to be able to call in and talk to you. I'm calling in a couple of things. The Russian shot, I don't know what they call it, the Sputnik, it mm-hmm. is not mRNA. Okay, okay. I don't know if it was, I guess it's a traditional one where they have flu viruses or attenuated flu virus or whatever they call it. I'm not a doctor. But I do know that that it is not an mRNA vaccine. At least that's what, from my understanding, what I've read and what I've looked at and stuff.
Okay.
So it is not. The other thing I wanted to comment on was that talking about this monkey virus and everything like that, I don't know if there's a monkey virus. I doubt it. But I do know that there recently, now, I saw this video. It was on BitChute. I don't know how valid it is, but it seemed like the source, the woman who was talking, seemed pretty convincing to me. You know, I mean, these videos come and go. Who knows? But this one, she seemed credible. But she claims that she's worked in a lab that was, that they were tasked with working on the COVID-19 shots and these types of things. And she said that they could never find any evidence that there was ever any such thing as COVID-19.
And do you know?
It just recently came out, this video.
Can you recall her name?
Oh, no, I don't have it on me, and I don't have it pulled up.
That's all right.
So I'm sorry, I can't. But she claims that her lab could not find any evidence of it, and they ran several tests. And she said that her lab was part of a group of about 200 different labs, and that they compared their research, and none of them could find any evidence for COVID-19. She claims that whoever was hiring them to do this research, I don't think it was the CDC, but it was this organization Fauci was head of.
Mm-hmm.
Same one.
And yeah,
it was under him.
Yeah, the what is it? I forgot. It's something about allergies and communicable diseases. I can't even remember the name of his.
Yeah, he's like something like that. Yeah, the ADA or T or something like that. Some strange. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Well, you know.
But it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, she said. Well, let me finish up. I can finish this up here real quick. She said that out of the 200, that none of them had found any evidence of this COVID-19, and that. They took this to them, and that Fauci told them so they would have to come up with something linking COVID-19 or the COVID, what do they call it, the COVID-2? I can't think right now. I'm kind of busy, and I'm talking and doing stuff at the same time. But at any rate, they couldn't find any evidence, and they said they would have to find it. And she said all but 20 labs, about 20 labs, dropped out of it at that point because they weren't going to verify something they couldn't find.
Okay. Hey, if you want to hang on, I don't have any other callers at this point.
Sure.
We can finish this up on the other side of the break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Okay, so you're still there, Charlie, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Okay, so, and you remember 9/11. I think most of us remember 9/11. And after 9/11, there was an awful lot of rancor about, how these buildings came down. Was it controlled demolition? Was there a missile? Was it just a fire? Did planes hit it? Did it get hit by a hologram? There's all sorts of stuff that people were... And in the meantime, of course, we got the Patriot Act. We got like permanent war on terror. You know, we're still taking off our shoes to get on airplanes. You know, all this, we got deprived of a lot of our liberties, and we got sent into these wars. And with the coronavirus, I mean, people can argue about whether it is a virus, which I tend to think so. But like, I'm not 100% certain of anything. But, you know, people say, well, no, there is no new virus. There are no viruses at all, this and that. There's a lot of discussion about that. Well, here's the thing. If you're going to focus your argument on there's no new virus, let's just say no new virus or no viruses at all, whatever. But if that's what you focus your argument on, and then, whoever you're trying to convince, the American public, if they're convinced that there is a virus, does that mean that the vaccine mandates were warranted? Does that mean the economic shutdowns were warranted? And because the thing is, the typical person, and I'm a typical person, myself, most people who listen to RBN, most people who call into RBN, we're really not equipped to look at these academic studies from virology or whatever and really assess them, because we don't have the specialized training. We don't have the background. So we can't really assess it. But what we can assess is the insanity of the policies. You know, the social distancing, shutting down churches, but letting, whatever, the drag time story hours or whatever carry on. the, you know, forced vaccines, experimental vaccines, vaccines that didn't go through the typical process, just, you know, economic shutdowns, masks. I mean, there's so many things that are obviously not warranted that are happening. And that,
that's the point. Yeah, I don't think that whether the virus is real or not, which I don't believe it is. But, you know, I know you kind of believe it is, but I don't. But the point is that the whole thing, it seems to be that it's engineered to get us to take these stupid vaccines. Okay, that's what the point of the whole thing was. I mean, that's insane anyway. I mean, how many people can require a vaccine for something that less than 2% of the population come down with?
Well, and the people who come down with it also have this, like, 99% survival rate. I mean, we all by now know lots and lots of people who have been diagnosed or who have tested positive for COVID. And
yeah, but tested by with what? The PCR test, which is no good, right?
We know lots of people who have been told that they have COVID, and the bulk of them did just fine. Some people who are already weak may have struggled, but you know, that's how different is that from what we see in any other year? Is it that different? it may be a little bit different. Maybe statistically, it's a bit different, but is it that different? That dramatically different that we needed to?
But even the statistical differences come from the CDC, and everybody's proven their numbers are bullshit anyway. Excuse my French.
Well, we will excuse.
All right, thanks, Patrick. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for your call. And all right, I will be back again next week with more exciting episodes of National Bugle Radio.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.